shot them so much you didn't see a whole lot of action for, you know, long periods of time?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think we did a really good job in the third period, battling back and just pressuring, putting the pressure on them. And but, I mean, I wasn't great tonight, so I got to be better. And I thought that we really retaliated in the third, and that was really good to see from our group, just to come out. We only started one show on the third, so that was pretty good for us to come out into the third period and really kind of raise our game a level.
Was there something that you felt was off with your game as a whole, or are you just saying you want those a couple of those goals back?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely the third one there, and we had some miscommunication on the last one with the empty net, so those are things that you can prevent. So, but I think moving forward, you just got to put it behind you, and there's things that I'm going to learn from this experience and apply to practices and apply to anything really, with just gathering these learning experiences and just learning from them and then putting them behind me.
I think the expectation is that Elliott will get the last preseason start and probably go through the whole thing. So if this is your audition as a whole tonight and the other games, how do you feel like you did?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I got a lot better than I did tonight, but I think now I just have to worry about things day by day and put this behind me and, like I said, learn from it, and then just come ready to work at practice tomorrow.
Carter, Brian said earlier today, he was talking about himself, and he said that when he's trying to get it back, sometimes he tries to stop the puck before it gets to him. He's reaching out for the puck, going for the puck. But that's kind of getting, finding your rhythm is allowing the puck to kind of come. Have you gone through any of that in the preseason at all? Not necessarily because you're injured, I think just because you're trying to make a team.
Yeah, I think when you're trying to find a rhythm like that, it's good to kind of just compete. And I know for myself, when things aren't going your way, or you get a couple bounces that don't go your way, you gotta find other ways that you can make up for it. For example, for me, I just have to compete. That's the biggest thing for me, is when things aren't going the right way, I just take a deep breath and just compete on all pucks and everything.
Do you look ahead beyond tomorrow to see where you're going to be? I mean, like a week from now, do you expect to be in Vegas? Or?
Obviously, I'd like to be, but I can't control that, and I think tomorrow, my job is just to go to practice and be ready to work.
When did they give you an indication?
I have no idea.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks.